As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average has increased by more than 17% for the year. This high rate of growth has taken place despite the fact that the economy is growing very slowly.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Okay, how slowly is the economy growing? The gross domestic product, the tool by which we measure the level of economic activity, increased by 2.8% in the third quarter. This is considered an okay growth rate, while any positive rate is better than a negative one. If growth rate is below 2.5%, it will not reduce unemployment rate. Only when the growth rate exceeds 2.5%, unemployment rate starts to drop for real. And the third quarter of this year is the first time in a year when growth rate has topped 2.5%. However, we should be clear about the meaning of these numbers, particularly when it comes to the national data. For example, this doesn't mean that the economy grew by 2.8% during the summer months. You didn't expect that, did you? Then what does it mean? Actually, this is not a falsehood. The exact wording is the economy grew at 2.8% at seasonally adjusted annual rate, with the emphasis on the annual rate. That is, the economy grew by 0.7% during one quarter of a year, thus on an annual base, it grew by 2.8%. Magic. Okay, in the last four quarters, the economy grew by only 1.6%, which is really very low. And that's why we are not seeing significant drops in unemployment rate. Just to look back a year, the economy almost stood still during the fourth quarter of last year and had very low growth rate during the first quarter of this year. However, the growth rate during the second and third quarters are okay, and should it continue at these rates, it will result in lower unemployment rates in 2014. Now, let's look at third quarter again. At 2.8%, it looks great, at least fine. Or okay, good, doesn't it? Well, leave it to economists to find the dark cloud in every silver lining. Private business inventories rose significantly during the third quarter. If there was no inventory growth, the overall GDP growth would have dropped to 2% instead of the current 2.8%. However, this is positive since inventory growth in the third quarter is a sign of business confidence in the holiday season. This business confidence is a silver lining. And here comes the dark cloud. Unless sales volume is very high during the holiday season, declining inventories as opposed to the increasing ones in the third quarter will reduce the growth rate for the fourth quarter of this year. This is one of the reasons why some economists are lowering their forecast for the fourth quarter. The other reason, and of course the elephant in the room, is the budget and debt ceiling battles, which are scheduled for the coming January and February, adding to the level of uncertainty that businesses will be facing in the coming months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lafayette Ambassador Bank, the Air Products Foundation, Knoll, Crayola, Just Born, and the Martin Guitar Charitable Foundation.